Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced from alexmerced.com, and I was just listening to some, or reading some, like hearing about some comments on Facebook that just got me like livid, and I just felt like I had to say some stuff about it, so I'm saying some stuff about it. And basically here's the context. There's this really popular animal sanctuary, not animal sanctuary, animal rescue, dog rescue specifically. In Brooklyn, and it's a really, I mean, I've been to their events, they're great. they are really like a focal point for the community. They have like a 90 score on Charity Navigator, you know, good stuff. Okay, a really solid institution in Brooklyn. So what happened is apparently, allegedly, the proprietor of this dog shelter is a Trump supporter. And was seen wearing a MAGA hat. So one person in this Facebook group for this organization just was saying, oh, we can't support this organization anymore, yada, 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 yada. And, you know, just went into this, like, whole diatribe saying, like, okay, well, when you donate to a charity, specifically, let's say, this animal shelter, you're not donating it to support the political beliefs of who's running it. You're doing it because there's people who are working to support the cause, in this case, provide shelter for like all sorts of different animals. I mean, in this animal shelter, there's dogs, there's birds, there's cats, there's sometimes turtles that make their way, they find they're able to be taken care of and helped at this institution. Okay, and it makes a difference, and that's what you're getting the money towards. And then again, you can go to places like Charity Navigator and see that they do that. They put their money towards this effort. You donate to this institution, your money's going to go to help animals. Okay? And that's what should matter. Okay? At the end of the day, like, and the problem is, like, they're trying to make this saying that you're a Trump supporter means you're anti-human rights. At the end of the day, who you support in politics is so much more complex, because the problem is they're only giving you a binary choice, Trump or Biden, in a sense. While there's other candidates, I'm voting for Joe Jorgensen as a libertarian. At the end of the day, the way sort of first past the post politics works, where you have to get a majority, it comes down to, you know, a binary choice, which is unfortunate. Problem is, like, there's plenty of reasons why people support Biden. There's probably people who are not for human rights who support Biden because one of X number of policies that he supports is in their interest. There might be people who disagree with Trump on many social rights issues or human rights issues, but very key issues to them are places where they agree with Trump and will end up voting Trump. Or there's going to be people like me who disagree, who agree on very little from either, because I feel like both of them are against, are affronts to individual rights and a free society, so that I vote third party and vote libertarian. But the point is, like, just by the fact of, like, who someone voted for, you don't know what's in their heart. You don't know what they believe. It's just not enough information. One action, because the problem is you're trying to wrap so many different issues into one choice. That's the problem with politics and electoral politics, is that it's not a direct expression of, this is what I think on this issue. Okay? Because, again, there's so many issues that you get one vote to address, and the problem is you might like some of Trump's solutions, you might like some of Biden's solutions, and there's really no way to mix and match. So to sit there and just make assumptions about what's in people's hearts, and then just the assumption that we should live in a society where basically, hey, we should only do business with a restaurant if it's they're only Democrats, or we should only do business with a restaurant if it's only Republicans, or only people who agree with me, you're essentially pushing back towards a time of separating society and having sort of segregated businesses and sitting there and persecuting people who you don't like. That's what we're trying to move away from. We're trying to move to a society where we look at each other as individuals, where everyone has an opportunity to succeed and fail on based on who they are, that we move away from the idea of making assumptions about people that actually have negative consequences or privilege some because we just make assumptions about the groups that they are categorized in. It doesn't matter whether that group is racial, gender, political, religious. The more we sit there and say, this thing about someone tells me everything I need to know about them, and pigeonhole them and say, I'm going to treat them this way, I'm going to ostracize them this way, I am going to take opportunities away from them this way, you are perpetuating the whole dynamic of of privilege and persecution. Okay, so you can't come at me and start talking to me about privilege and trying to create sort of a more egalitarian society if you're gonna come peddle that bullshit. Okay, I don't curse very often, but this pisses me off. So bottom line is this, okay? We do want a place where people of all stripes do good things for their communities, that create centers, touch points for their communities to be closer so they can help each other. That's what many local charities are. Okay, I could care less about, I don't need to vet every individual belief of everyone I do any kind of exchange with. Because when you exchange with someone, and that's the beauty of it, when I donate to an animal shelter, all I'm expressing is that I care about animal shelter. What my thoughts are on education, on foreign policy, all these things don't matter in that transaction, because that transaction represents one thing, and that's the beauty of the market. Because you can express individual thoughts, individual preferences through individual actions, instead of being forced to have to try to lump every an imperfect hodgepodge of things into a political candidate who, you know, even if you tangentially agree with them, you might totally disagree on implementation, on approach, on presentation. And then people will sit there and then judge you by that and make assumptions about who you are on something you have very little control over being nuanced with, versus something like donating to a charity. Okay, if I donate to a charity that provides education for X kids, I am making a statement that I care about that and I want that provided. That is the beauty of individual transactions, of transactions based on consent, because then you truly are expressing your values, and that is something you can actually sit there and I can say, well, hey, you donated to the animal shelter, you care about animals. And that's all that should really say about you, because that's all it means. Okay? Every financial transaction shouldn't be you having to vet the person who's on the other side, or else you'll never get anything done. Okay? We're going to live in a society where basically we all avoid each other so much that there just isn't enough people to make the things we want and need to survive, because there isn't enough people who agree with me to make all the things that I want and need. Because I only want to buy things from the people. And again, does that mean we need to go vet every employee at every business ever, or every proprietor, to make sure that they agree with us before we spend a dollar elsewhere? And what does that mean? Does that mean we should break up the country to say, hey, only Republicans here, only Democrats live there? Okay, this sounds like what we've been trying to move away from. Okay, it doesn't matter, again, what the metric is. The minute you start grouping people into collectives and making assumptions about them, okay, you are creating those binaries that end up persecuting some and privileging others. Okay, the idea is to get closer to looking at people as individuals. Okay, it doesn't necessarily mean we don't recognize that people are different, that people do have different beliefs, different religions, different genders, different races, different sexualities, different gender identities, different all these things. All these things make us, but not one thing is who we are. We are a combination of those things and so much more, and we have to remember to recognize that. Okay, and we should always fight towards that direction. Okay, that every person is complex and is a rich tapestry of things that we need to discover, and it's a joy to discover and get to know people, instead of just making assumptions about people and perpetuating systemic problems that only end up hurting people and creating conflicts that hurt other people in other ways. So that's all I wanted to say. My name is Alex Merced from alexmerced.com. You can learn more about my opinions on all the things over there at alexmerced.com, and learn about what libertarianism is at libertarian101.com. But that's what I had to say about this. I'll see you guys next time.